Upon her release from Arkansas Children's Hospital, Kaylee Hartig was asked if her experience has led her to have any advice for other children.
Be careful when you go to water parks.
Say, wear your nose plug.
Wear your nose plug. Your nose.
She's referring there to Willow Springs Water Park, where she is suspected of contracting a very rare and deadly brain-eating amoeba, and a condition known as primary amoebic meningoencephalitis, or PAM. The infection has been documented 128 times since 1962. Kaylee is just the third survivor. It starts when a certain kind of amoeba, which hangs out in warm, fresh water sources, enters someone's brain through the nasal cavity. Hartig's parents and some of her medical team were on hand to speak at her release. Her mother, Tracy, called the experience a roller coaster ride she didn't want to be on. She talked about the first day she noticed Kaylee showing signs of a fever.
And once I would try to get the fever down, Motrin, Tylenol, nothing would bring her fever down. And then she started vomiting, and it was just, I don't know how to describe it. It was just not a normal type.
Doctors said Tracy Hartig's quick thinking greatly raised the chances that her daughter survived from the get-go. Dr. Matt Lynam led the medical team treating her and said the turning point in the case was when lab technicians first identified the rare amoeba.
And then really from there, from that point on, it was just amazing to be a part of just incredible teamwork from the critical care physicians and nurses and all the neurosurgeons, all the other people that were involved in their care. Everybody sort of had their A game going.
Kaylee Hartig says now she looks forward to playing with Chloe, her dog, when she gets home. She's set to start back at school next week, though she'll continue to undergo physical and speech therapy. Chris Hickey, KUAR News.